Huh? Okay, let's go to Tanya. Well, now everybody's using the same Tanya, I think. No, you know. And the top is page 60. What is it at the bottom? Hello? Anybody home?
It's 60 over 105.
105, but you might have a different page at the bottom. No, no, she has a different one. On top it's 60.
Okay. We're 11 lines from the bottom.
Yeah, I know that. Vim Kane.
What word is 105 on the bottom is easier.
What?
Oh, 105.
You, and yours is 105. Yours might be 103, 104.
104.
104. Okay, on page 60 on the top. Okay, 11 lines in the bottom of the page. Where the in Kane at the end by the period. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, every sin, every Aveda is Aveda Zorah. Every sin you do is going against the will of Hashem. You are mamish, it's idolatry, in a way that it's all equal. Why does a person sin? Because they have this Ruach Shtus, this fuller spirit, that convinces them they're still connected. But the truth of the matter is, as the Alter Rebbe was mentioning now, that a person that sins is even the Yitush, the Gemara says, the gnat, that's machnas veina meitzi, that takes in and takes, doesn't give out. In fact, the Living Torah last Saturday night, Rebbe Brun mentioned this. But Rebbe added an interesting point. The Rebbe said, as bad as the Yitosh is, but it was created like that. So it's not its fault that it doesn't even give out waste. But therefore it says, a person is created last, because when a person sins, even the bugs that are so self-centered and selfish, they don't even give out waste, is before you. Okay, and then he says like this, Tzadikim, like he gave the example from the Zohar of Daniel and the lion's den. The Zohar says it wasn't a miracle. Daniel had the image of God on his face. The Pasuk says, Amerachem v'chitchem yo'akol chayas ha'oretz, the fear of God, fear of man, I'm sorry, will be on all the animals of the world. So when an animal sees a person who's in the image of Hashem, the animal is scared. When a person sins, they lose that selam eloki. And therefore, all the animal sees is another animal. And if he sees another animal, he's not afraid of it. So he says like this. We're up to now 11 lines in the bottom of the page. Im Kain, a person who sins and transgresses the will of Hashem, even a sin that seemingly is minimal, a light sin, b'shas ma'isen, who betachos sarichik is in the ultimate level of distance, mikdusha al yena, from the kedusha of Hashem, she yechudei v'achdusa yizbarech, which is the oneness of Hashem, he's more distant, yeisim mikol bali chayim atmeim v'shkotzim v'remoshim, worse than all trefa animals, worse than all bugs and creepy things that come from sitra achar v'klipas aveda zara. So the Alter Rebbe is saying a statement. Any sin, no matter what the sin is Aveda Zara. Because it's very simple. If Hashem is all over, and in Hashem's presence, you are doing something that He told you not to do, it's totally irrelevant what He's telling you to do. The bottom line is Hashem says do it and you're not. Hashem says don't do it and you are. It doesn't matter what the sin is. Because any sin that you do, the Alter Rebbe explained, is going against what Hashem wants us to do, period. And therefore it's Aveda Zara. So now the Alter Rebbe is going to ask a question. If that's the case, you should have to give up your life for every sin. If for idol worshipping you have to give up your life, and the Alter Rebbe is saying that every sin is idol worshipping, so why don't you have to give up your life for any sin? He says, Uma shebikuach nefesh, this that saving a life, Deicha Shara Vedas pushes away all other except the three cardinal ones. V'gam Yavad V'al Yare. Torah says you should transgress the sin and not get killed. Right? L'cheira, every sin is idol worshipping. For idol worshipping you have to give up your life. He says, Haina, that's a different story. Because that's Kapira Shira Chazal, what the Chazal say. Amr Teira says, Chalal olav Shabbos achas. It's worth desecrating one Shabbos. Kedei sheyishma Shabbosis harbei, that the person through this will be able to keep many Shabbosim. And not because of the leniency or the strictness of the sin. Meaning like this. Hashem says, if somebody comes to you and says, eat treifas, I'll kill you. Halachically, you have to eat the treif and not get killed. It's avedah zara. But over there is a different story. The Gittara says, by eating treif now, you'll be able to do a lot of more mitzvahs later. And therefore, the Torah says, you give up your life, like the Gemara says, by Shabbos. Why do you desecrate Shabbos to save a life? So the Gemara says the reason. It's worth desecrating one Shabbos that the person should be able to keep many more Shabbosim. But it has nothing to do with the seriousness or the lightness of the sin. And Alter Rebbe says in the brackets, interesting proof that we discussed last week. Teida, the proof of this is, Shabbos, Chamura, Shkula, Kavei, Dezora, Shabbos is as strict as idol worshipping, as far as Shechita, Smurma, Ladover, Echad, meaning if Mechalo Shabbos shechts, it's treif. It's not a good Shechita. Mechalo Shabbos has a din like a goy. You can't count it for a minion. You can't give him an aliyah. Mamash goy. Yeah? Masha'en kein murmur legile arayas. On the other hand, though, somebody who commits adultery doesn't have a din like a goy. Okay? Now, that was a very simple halachic thing. One who desecrates Shabbos has a din like a goy. One who commits adultery willingly or just into it does not have a din like a goy. So Lucheira, what's stricter? Shabbos is stricter. Right? Shabbos makes you a goy, and adultery doesn't. Yet, Shabbos, the Torah says, desecrate Shabbos and don't get killed. And by adultery, the Torah says, get killed and don't commit adultery. Lucheira is a contradiction. So the Alter Rebbe says, Alexei Sarkosovi, it's it. It's no reason for it. It has nothing to do with the severity or the leniency of the mitzvah, or the aveira, I mean. Because Shabbos is stricter, Shabbos makes you a goy, adultery doesn't, yet for Shabbos you have to sin and not give up your life, and for adultery you have to give up your life and not sin.
And there's no reason?
No, he says, there's a cause.
And what about murder?
Same thing, the three of them.
Yeah.
Idolatry, adultery, and murder. I mean, the Gemara Pesachim learns three out, from the one's a logic and two are psukim. Murder, the Gemara says, why do you have to give up your life for murder? Who says your blood is redder than theirs? Machoz is the damach sumek tvei. Who says your blood is redder than theirs? Meaning like this. Two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a person, Shimon is a person. Shimon is not better than Reuven, Reuven is not better than Shimon. Correct? They're same. Your blood is all the same. Why should Reuven kill Shimon instead of getting killed himself? Then Reuven is doing an act of murder. Like this, Reuven should get killed, allow himself to be killed, because he's not any different than Shimon. Somebody's getting killed. Why should Reuven do an act of murder if one of them's getting killed? Who cares which one it is? Nobody, no person's better than anybody else. That's what Gemara says.
He could kill.
No, he can't get. He has to get killed rather than kill.
Right, so you're asking why?
No, I'm saying. So the Gemara says, because it's a logic. The Gemara says, how do you know that for these three averes you have to give up your life? Okay? So adultery and murder, murder is a logic, and there's a pasuk that likens adultery to murder. When this guy rapes the girl in the field, right? So the Torah says, because it's equal to a person going to kill somebody, that's the same thing that this guy did to this girl. So adultery and murder are the same. By murder, the Gemara says, why does the Torah say, get killed rather than kill? Right? You have to give up your life not to kill somebody. So the Gemara says, because Reuven and Shimon are both equal. Your blood is red, his blood is red. Nobody's better than the next. Why should Reuven do an act of murder to kill Shimon? In fact, it said he should be allowed to get killed without doing an act of murder. What?
But aren't everything in the Torah is like a chok, right? So who are we to say that one thing like Shabbos even is...
Halacha says, not we say.
Halacha, I mean the rabbi said, or...
If some... No, Torah says. Let me ask you a question. If somebody eats treif, yeah, can it be counted for a minion? Can they shecht your meat and touch your wine? Okay. If somebody desecrates Shabbos publicly, not today, not all tinnik shenish bus today, but halachically, if somebody publicly desecrates Shabbos, that's a din like a guy. Meaning, if he shechts your meat, it's treif. If he touches your wine, it's not mavushal, it's treif. If he can't count it for a minion, that's a din like a guy, mamshe guy. What? Can't. No, you could. They don't have a... They're not mamish a goy.
That means that you can't have, let's say, family at your table.
Today is Tinik Shenishba. I said today it doesn't apply. There's a whole different category today. It's called Tinik Shenishba.
Well, they were killed right away if old times.
If they were warned of this. Yeah. But, and after death sentence... Death capital punishment stopped in the middle of the second Beis Hamikdash. But if they're Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, I'll be din, they have a din like a guy. The only difference is that they were, if Bishul Akum applies by a Mechal Shabbos. Because it says Bishul Akum is no good, a guy cooks for you, right? Things that you're not allowed to cook. So it says, a guy is not allowed to cook, the Gemara says, because you might intermarry with them. So many poskim hold that doesn't apply to Mechal Shabbos, because al pidin you can marry Mechal Shabbos as kids. And some poskim say no, they still have a din like a goy and still that. It's a machoikas in poskim, in halacha. Okay, anyway. Ellis, he says like this. So when a person sins, until the top of the page, Al-Trebbe says, when a person sins, he's mamish like a goy. He's worse than the bugs, worse than the creepy things. He's worse than everybody. But after the person sins, if it's not an aveda where Hashem kills you, like eating chametz and Pesach or Yom Kippur or something like that, where the godly soul is not cut off completely, and it's not cut off in the source of Hashem. Rakshinivgam ksast vekusam. Vakizosa vishorshe bechetzeb. But what happens is, the person gets a little bit cut off from Hashem. Not completely. Okay, so he said, therefore you could do tshuva. Meaning like this. You have, the Alter Rebbe explains, we're starting now, against the tshuva in Chitas. Yaakov chavon achlosa. Yaakov is the rope of Hashem's inheritance. And Alter Rebbe explains, there's a rope. A rope is composed of thin strands, right? So there's a rope composed of 613 strings. And this is the lifeline between Hashem and the Jew. Right? The neshchayis of the neshama comes from Hashem into the Jew. So certain times, a person does an aveda that you get karis. Karis means cut off. So what happens, basically, the rope gets completely cut. If the rope gets cut, the lifeline is cut. So you still have enough to keep you going until 60 or 50, but after that, the lifeline is cut. If it's a regular aveda, not one of those heavy hitters, but if it's an aveda like treif, yeah? You don't cut the whole rope, but you cut a single rope, a single string. So two things happen. Number one, that individual string is cut. And secondly, the whole rope is weaker now. But this, you're still connected. It's just that you weaken the rope, because now the rope has only 612 strings instead of 613 strings. So you cut some. So he says that gam nafshi achiyunis habamis, even the nefesh habamis, hamlubeshes begufi, which is in the body, v'chein gufei, and the body of the person, after the sin, chayzrin v'eilem yisitra achar v'klipa zu, they go up from this level of klipa, umiskarvim lekdushas nefesh ulikis, and he goes back to the kedusha of the nefesh ulikis amalubashes b'hem, hamaminim b'Hashem echod, that believe in God. Meaning like this. We said before, the person sins because of the temporary insanity, the ruach shtus. After you sin, then the temporary insanity leaves, because you're not sinning anymore, so you're not insane. So the temporary insanity that was there during the time of the sin made you idol-worshipping, worse than the dogs, animal, cat, whatever, you're worse than everybody else. But right afterwards, when the ruach shtus leaves, especially when you do tshuva, so then you're reconnected. And not only that, gam b'shas achet, even at the time the person was sinning, ha'isa ba'am na'itei was trustworthy with Hashem, rak sha'isa b'chines golus mamash teich nefesh abamis. Here again, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, to keep this in mind, the concept of kari ve'lach ha'dover ma'id, how it's close and easy for a person to serve Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe explained the greatness, what happens when you do a mitzvah, how far you stoop when you do an aveda, that you should understand that. But then the Alter Rebbe says, you can't give up hope either. Because right after you sin, you automatically reconnect yourself. The temporary insanity left. Now you don't want to be sinning anymore. You want to be, like the Gemara says, the expression, Rishoyim Maleim Charotis. The wicked people are full of regrets. Normal person, when they finish sinning, they don't enjoy it afterwards. They regret it afterwards. That causes the neshama to go back to be one with Hashem.
Also for those four sins you mentioned that you don't see the Shekhinah?
Yeah. Tshuva always helps. Tshuva does everything. Most of the things that the Gemara speaks about, on these types of things, is if a person didn't do tshuva. If a person did tshuva, basically, almost for everything it helps. Chil Hashem, it doesn't help. I mean, there's certain few avedis that officially tshuva doesn't help, and even then you can still do tshuva. But even b'shas achet, in other words, like this, as Friedrich Rebbe explains in Basi Lagani, like this, what gets cut off from Hashem when a person sins? What gets cut off from Hashem? Their intellect, their midas, their thought, speech, and action. They love the thing they sinned, that's why they did it. They figured out how to do it, that's their seichel. Then they thought it, spoke it, did it, so that's the thought, speech, and action. The essence of the neshama, though, that never gets separated. Gam b'shas hachet, at the time of sinning, ha'isa ba'am na'itei was one with Hashem, he was trustworthy with Hashem. Because what can get blemished through sin, the pinta li'id can never get blemished. It can only be the revealed parts of the person, the intellect, the midas. You can impurify your intellect, you can impurify your midas, you can impurify your thought, speech, and action, but you can never impurify the essence of the person, the essence of the Jew. That can never become impurified. And right after you sin, you immediately reconnect. The only thing is, at the time it was in Golus, that you didn't feel it. That causes the body to sin. And lowers itself together with the nefesh habamis. In the depths of the down. There's no greater Golus that a Jew can have than sinning. Why? He says the commission costly ill, the shader shumaka and the fashis kobes Yisro, the source of all neshamas come from the level of Chachmi La, and he is bar Chachma and Hashem and his Chachmar one. So now the Rebbe quotes from the Zayan, what happens when a person doesn't have Veda? He says like this, Kamashula Eichis Bereisha Shalmelech. When a person sins, you're taking the head of the face of the king, and you take the king's face, and you put him into the toilet, full of, you know what, Malei Tzeya, not like today's toilets which are flushed. The original toilets. She'en loch elben godl mizem. There's no greater shame than doing this to the king. Afila eisek ken lefisha, even if you do it temporarily. He says, a person is, and the Alter Rebbe finishes up, so to speak, what happens when you sin? When a Jew sins, and this a Jew needs to understand how bad it is that they should come not to do it anymore. The Jew is taking the king, Melech Malchim Lochim, you're taking his face and sticking it into manure, basically. Okay? Even though you may be doing it temporarily, nevertheless, that's bad enough. And this is what happens every time a Jew sins, the Alter Rebbe says. Because the Jew is connected to Hashem, and therefore we come from Chochmah, and therefore when the Jew sins, they're taking the face of the king, because that's what we're connected to. A Jew is connected to Hashem. A Jew and Hashem is one. Take the face of the king, and you put it into the toilet. And that's what happens when a person sins. So the Alter Rebbe is giving to understand over here. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that when he does a mitzvah, what you reach, and when you do an aveda, what you reach. The super high and the super low. And he said, even if you do it temporarily, it's still bad enough. I mean, it's embarrassment for the king to take the face of the king and put it where he's saying you put it. Now the Alter Rebbe says, now he's wrapping up in Chafei, he's wrapping up most of what he spoke about before. Because at the beginning, the Alter Rebbe was started explaining, in Yudches, you know, or in Yudches, I mean, say Yudches, he started to explain better what Karev Elach Adavim made. So he spoke about the Neshama and the relationship of the Neshama to Hashem. And what happens when you do good? What happens when you do bad? So he says like this. That's what the Pasuk says. Karev Elach Adavim made. Shebechol eis uvechol shah. Every hour, every minute, every second. Beyadei shel Adam. It has the ability of the person. Ubershusei. And it's in his jurisdiction. Lahave ruach hashtus. To take away this ruach shtus, vashikcha mikirbei, and this forgetfulness, because he said, why does a person sin? The Alter Rebbe explained before, because a person forgets what he's doing when he sins. V'lisker, and to remember, ola'eirir avosel Hashem echad, to awaken this love of Hashem that he spoke about in the earlier chapters, hamesuteres bevadei belvavi, which is definitely existing in the hidden in the heart, Belishim suffered without any doubt. So now the Alter Rebbe says like this. If the whole reason of sinning is because of a Ruach Shtus, that you forget the truth, as he said, the Ruach Shtus covers the truth, what happens when you sin? He said, every person can realize that it's a Shtus that they're doing, and therefore they have the ability to awaken this Ava Mesoteris, the hidden love that they have, to get rid of the Ruach Shtus, not to come to sin. And Alter Rebbe says, it's b'chol eis b'chol shah, it's constantly. Because it's not something, to elaborate on this a little bit, the Alter Rebbe is saying, it's not something that you need to create within us. It's there, all you need to do is to reveal it. If it would be something that you need to create, or recreate for that matter, then it's a difficult thing. You can't say it's easy to create a love of Hashem within you and to get rid of this foolish spirit, because that's very difficult. But if you're talking about that it's there and all you need to do is awaken it, that's not hard for a person to do. And therefore the truth that Alter Rebbe says, every Jew could be a Beinoni, because Karev Elach Adavim made Beficha Bevavcha Laseisa, which is thought, speech, and action. It's not hard. And he says, V'zeh shekosu b'lvavcho, korev elach adavim e'beficha u'b'lvavcho, v'nichlo bo gam dechilu, which is also including fear, haynu, which means, shalei liparid b'shum eifin, not to become separated in any way, mi'chudev achtusi yizbarach. Let me explain this. Dr. Rebbe said before, and many times later in Tanya, love is the source of all positive mitzvahs. Fear is the source of all negative mitzvahs. Right? That's what Alter Rebbe explained. That's why you have to hear Anechi and Lo Yiyah Lecha directly from Hashem, which is basically the positive and the negative mitzvahs. It says, because he says the Ava is the source of all positive mitzvahs, Yira, fear, is the source of all negative mitzvahs. Why is that? It's very simple. Somebody I love, I want to be connected to. If I love Hashem, I want to be connected to Him. How do I connect? By doing things for Him. Action. You can't say, I love you in my heart, but I will not do anything for you. That doesn't work. I mean, people, when you deal with people, they say, yeah, I love my spouse very much, but I'm not doing anything for them. There is, the love means I have to do something because I want to connect to you, and you connect by doing an action. Negative commandments and fear is completely something else. Negative commandment is, I don't want to be separated from Hashem. What is the source? Why don't I want to be separated from Hashem? Because I realize Hashem is so great. I have so much awe and respect for Him. I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt Him. Not eating chazer doesn't connect me to Hashem. By not eating chazer, I don't connect to Hashem because I'm not doing anything. That's what, like we discussed in the past. There's no bracha on negative commandments. Because we don't become holy by not eating chazer. I become holy by doing an act which connects me to Hashem. That's the positive mitzvah. That comes from love. I love you, I'm going to be connected to you, so I'm going to do an action to connect me. Not eating chazer, not desecrating Shabbat, not in all the knots, is because I don't want to rebel against Hashem. I don't want to become separated from Hashem. That comes not from love, that comes from fear and awe. Not fear that the lightning is going to come down and hit you. It's the level of fear is not Yiras HaEinish as much as Yiras HaRemimis. You have awe for the greatness of Hashem. I just don't want to hurt Him by doing something He doesn't want me to do.
When you overcome something, like if you have a real Yetzer Hara or something, let's say if someone comes from, and someone told me that it came from the biggest thing she misses is the cheeseburger. And every time she doesn't eat it, she feels she's connecting to Hashem because she's stopping herself from doing something. So that's a connection where she might get more.
The Gemara says, the Gemara says, whoever doesn't transgress a negative commandment is considered as if they did a positive commandment. Now, that doesn't mean that when you sleep at night, that you're fulfilling 365 mitzvahs by when you sleep. What the term means is, because negative means don't eating. I'm not doing anything. When I have a desire to eat it, and I don't, that's a positive action of holding myself back. That's positive, not negative. Right now, nobody's eating a cheeseburger, okay? Nobody's fighting with themselves at this present moment to eat a cheeseburger. So you're not getting a mitzvah of eating cheeseburger, and you're not doing anything in that respect to become close to Hashem. But if I have a strong desire to eat it, and I break myself and I don't eat it, then I'm doing a positive action. And that's when the Gemara says, is considered as if you did a mitzvah. That's only when there's a fight at that moment. Then it's an attachment to Hashem. Not with a physical object like tefillin or tzitzis or lulav, with your body. The body becomes refined, not with an object outside of us, but with the person himself. Okay?